Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for a new day of knowing you, finding ourselves, and being enlightened and a blessing, and blessed, and therefore a blessing. Thank you, Lord. My heart is just dwelling on that thought that we are your idea. You made us, and you made us in your image and likeness to know you and then find ourselves. So thank you, Lord. It's like mankind is like a fish out of water if we are not in you. Thank you, Lord, that we are in you. Thank you for dealing with every wall of hostility, anything that can keep us away from the abundance of your love. Thank you, Lord, for dealing with everything in your Son, in the power of your Holy Spirit, in your love, in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, precious family. As you know, my precious Danita, my wife, is in Cape Town, so we're starting the chapter, Romans chapter 5, but we need to go back before we go into Romans chapter 5. It's the last verse of chapter 4. Jesus was delivered up for our trespasses and was raised up for our justification. So beautiful. So it's on account of that we can go on, because he had paid the ultimate price. He became sin. He dealt with the devil's accusation against us. They sinned, they must die. He died, delivered up for our transgressions. But more than that, guys, we've got to wake up to that reality. He's raised us to justify us. We raised and seated with him in heavenly places so that we can now, in the time to come, we can experience all the goodness that we lost in heaven. We've been restored, as the message Pastor Andre sent this morning as well. Beautiful. He's dealt with all darkness. Amen. That's why the veil was split open, to say the presence of God is now available on this earth. Everything's been done, because who done it? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit that moved on our behalf. And so it's their works are perfect, and so it's a perfect work. He who knew no sin became sin, so we can become the righteousness of God. And that's a growing from glory to glory, as we saw with the life of Jesus, growing from a baby to a young man into a son being led by the Spirit, overcoming in every way. So there's great things installed for the church, the ecclesia, the called out one, the bride. And so everything's been done. All the promises are yes and amen. At acceptable time, I have heard you. Today, now is the time of salvation. So working together with him, our labor is not in vain. So we can go on. Therefore, since we have been justified by God's faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace, the divine influence on his heart. Remember, God speaks about grace to Paul. He says, my grace is your sufficiency. So grace is sufficiency. It's the provision that we have, the favor that we have, the goodness that we have, every spiritual blessing that we have, all wisdom, so that we can be redeemed from darkness back into what he deemed for us, what he wants for us, to partake of his holiness and partake of the righteousness that is set out there for us. And so we have obtained access into this grace in which we stand, and we need to stand in it. You see, this grace is you stand in. You don't stand in sin. You don't stand in demonic understanding. You stand in grace, the sufficiency, the light, the love, the goodness. Amen. And we rejoice in the expectation of the splendor of God. See, no longer short of the glory of God. We now rejoice in the expectation of the goodness of God in every way. So that is the beauty, guys. We are God's idea, and we've come back to God, translated out of darkness into his kingdom, into his fellowship. I think of Hebrews 12 from verse 22, in the kingdom with the angels, part of the church, built onto that church, where our names are written in heaven. That's what we're waking up to, and that's where our Father is, the God of all, and that's where our Lord Jesus is leading us. And that's why we worship him now in holy awe, as morning by morning he wakens our ear, commands light to shine out of darkness, and he shines into our heart on a daily basis. And why a daily basis? Because sufficient for the day is sufficient. We have enough. If we every day we receiving with understanding, receiving knowing, we need to stand in this, not allow the devil to steal from that, from what he says to us, and not allowing the cares of this world in. Amen. No thorn bushes in our lives any longer. We are conscious of where our goodness comes from, and we stay in it. Amen. Abiding in him, we develop on schedule, we grow, we shine, making our calling and election, we don't stumble, and we partake of the kingdom. So be blessed, guys. Know your goodness is available. Your minds are set on him. You are a lighthouse. Your eye is filled with light. Your life is revealing the goodness of God, and God backs you up, because that is what he longs for. How can two walk together unless you agree? So you agree with God's promises. You agree with his love, and therefore you experience his promises and you enjoy his love. Amen. Have a blessed day in Jesus' name. Amen.